Ni hao, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们大家好。
That's my only Chinese that I know, so that's it.
这是我唯一知道的一句中文。
I bring you greetings from our English congregation.
我从英语部那边向各位问安。
I told them I was going to be in big church today.
我告诉他们说今天我在一个大的教会讲道。
The topic of our message today is church discipline.
今天我们所要讲的这个主要的内容是在教会里面的管教。
When the topic of church discipline is brought up, usually someone thinks of someone being burned at the stake.
通常我们讲到教会的这个管教的时候，大家一定会想到说，
yeah.
大家一定会想到说，一定是什么人要像圣女贞德一样，要在火里面被烧。
Churches try to avoid church discipline like the plague for several reasons.
通常教会里面很不愿意讲到教会的管教，那有许多不同的原因。
Many people think it causes church problems.
很多人一想到说教会的管教，一定想到说哦，教会里面可能一定有什么问题了。
Others say it never works.
有人说这个在你不管你再怎么做，最后的效果一定不是非常的好。
Church discipline is just a way to get rid of troublemakers in the church.
那如果一讲到说教会管教，那一定是说要把那些有问题的人把他们赶出去。
And others say, I don't think you should kick a person when they're down.
有很多人是说，如果人家已经是这个跌倒的一个人，你不要像落水的狗一样继续把他打下去。
Then others say, well, we should just leave it in the hands of God, because after all things do work together for good to those that love God.
有很多人说我们不要自己来处理，我们应该让神来处理，因为这个圣经里面告诉我们说神会照着他的旨意来做。
Church discipline is a biblical practice that few churches follow today.
这个教会的这种管教，今天在我们这个时代里面很少的教会会来处理这个事情。
Church leaders say, and I quote, today the church faces a moral crisis within her ranks, and her tendency is to be more concerned about what is expedient or convenient rather than what is right.
这里有一个人曾经讲过这样的话，他说今天在教会里面，我们通常做那个我们觉得好像比较容易的问题，我们把困难的问题不愿意去处理。
Jay Adams states, there are a few things today that are sapping the strength of the local church,more than the state of unreconciled believers or believers who don't get along.
Can you repeat that?
Jay Adams says there are few things today that are sapping the strength of the church.
今天在教会里面有一些事情会让我们失去我们的有的这个能力。
More than the state of unreconciled or believers who don't get along.
Okay, 那我们很多时候我们有这个弟兄姐妹在教会里面，他们因为不能够互相好的相处，所出的问题。
Did you get the whole thing?
You can ask them.
Did you get the pulpit copy?
Probably not. Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah.
Holy smokes. This is going to be interesting today. The discipline we're talking about today is not negative, but positive in nature.
今天其实我们在教会里面讲的管教的话，是对教会来讲是一个正面的，应该不是一个负面的。
It's the kind of discipline that is illustrated by the Olympics.
我们今天可以用奥林匹克运动会来解释。
The athletes who work tirelessly to perfect their skills.
这些在奥林匹克里面他们在竞争的这些所谓的选手。他们是能够操练自己，能够来帮助自己能够做跑得更好。
Ann Arbor's Michael Phelps, who won 7 gold medals in the 2008 Olympics.
Michael Phelps 在今年的北京奥运会里面，他赢了8面金牌。
He was asked about his daily routine in the games.
有人问他说：“你每天是怎么样来操练的？”
He said, "All I do is eat, sleep, and swim."
他说我每天就是吃饭睡觉然后就是游泳。
See, he disciplined himself to focus on the goal.
他是操练自己让他能够达到他想要达到的目标。
Church discipline is essentially believers loving, challenging, and confronting each other.
在教会里面的管教其实是我们互相来鼓励 然后让我们能够做得更好。
To live lives that bring peace and joy to them and ultimately glorify God.
好，让我们在神面前能够来彰显他的名。
Discipline is an expression of love.
管教其实是一个爱的表现。
Proverbs 3:11 through 12.
在箴言里面第三章十一到十二节。
My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke.
里面说，我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
Because the Lord disciplines those He loves as a father, the son in whom He delights.
因为耶和华喜爱他的儿女，所以他需要管教。
But many of us say,But I'm the good child. Why does this have to happen to me?
但是我们许多人会说，我是在家里是一个好的孩子，为什么会管教临到我的头上？
Revelation 3:19 says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest."
启示录三章十九节里面说，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备、管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems to be present."Seems to be pleasant at the time, but painful.
希伯来书十二章十一节说，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，是觉得愁苦，后来却为所经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace to those who have been trained by it.
结出平安的果子，那就是义。
The word "train" here is educational in nature.
这里是指的这个操练。
We use our experiences and our losses in life to glorify God and to be a blessing to each other.
我们通常用我们生命里面所经历的来能够见证神的荣耀，来荣耀他的名。
How do we endure discipline?
那我们怎么样在经过被管教的时候或者操练的时候怎么样来帮助我们？
Genesis 50:20 or 50:20 hindsight.
Genesis
50:20 or 50:20 hindsight.
Okay, 那我们可以从创世纪里面第50章里面所说的，可以往回看。
Joseph said, "You meant it for evil."
约瑟告诉我们说，你当初存的是不好的心，为了要害我。
His brothers meant to bring evil upon him.
他的弟兄们当初把他出卖，然后是为了要害他。
But he realized that God meant it for good.
但是他知道说神是为了他好的缘故。
You see, Joseph got it. He understood it.
约瑟他理解。
He understood how God had planned all this for his good and for God's ultimate glory.
他知道说神是为了他的好处，也是为了神最终的荣耀。
Our PowerPoint says, look what I bought just for you today. Look at this. That which is bitter to endure may be sweet to remember.
有许多我们经过的生命里面的困难，到最后，所产生的是一个很美好的这个回忆。
How are God's people depicted in the Bible?
神的子民在圣经里面，神怎么样来描述他们
？Okay, how about fish? No, not fish.
鱼。
How about pink flamingos?
这些。
How about camels?
这些骆驼们。
One hump or two? No. How about hippopotami?
河马。
Maybe. How about snakes?
No.
How about sheep?
羊。
Yes, sheep. See, sheep are dumb and smelly and stinky, and they get lost and they need a shepherd.
羊其实不是很聪明的动物，它们又臭又这个不知道怎么样做决定。需要有一个人来带领他们。
There I am. I'm eating.
他们就像亚当跟夏娃一样。
Which one are you up here?
那你是这上面的哪一只羊
？There's Brother Paul right there.
那个是保罗。
Brother Paul says, "Don't shoot the translator."
我跟他这次面讲说，我只是负责翻译，所以不要。那个开枪的时候不要对着那个翻译的人。
See, the world wants to the world or our culture wants to shepherd us.
世界上我们知道很多人是要寻找一个牧养的人。
Our culture is trying to redefine our values.
我们今天社会的文化正是试图要把我们的价值观重新定位。
For instance, marriage and homosexuality are being redefined by me.
比如说婚姻跟这个同性恋的这几件事情今天被定位为人的需要而设立的。
The question isn't what is right or wrong, but what makes me happy.
现在问题我们需要回答的是到底什么是对的什么是不对的。
Our culture is repulsed by the very idea of church authority over its members through church discipline.
我们的文化把教会通过管教所施的权柄看为是一个厌恶的事情。
Church discipline is a two-edged sword that has a preventative side as well as a corrective side.
教会里面的管教就像一把两刃的剑，一边是用来阻止事情的发生，另外一边是用来改正用的。
It's the mark of a true church.
那这是一个教会，真正教会的一个印记。
And it's a blessing to Christians.
对基督徒来讲，应该是一个祝福。
And I want you to consider this. Where there are people, whether in the world or our communities,
世界上只要有人的存在
or our homes or even our churches,
即使是我们的家里或者是我们的教会里
there will always be problems and issues to be worked out because all people are sinners.
因为不管在什么地方包括在教会里面教会里面只要有人的存在就有问题的存在那我们就需要能够来解决这些问题。
And the Lord has provided in His Word church discipline, which is a key process of maintaining healthy relationships between believers.
在圣经里面，神让我们知道关于教会的管教，就是因为神要帮助我们能够在教会里面弟兄姐妹能够存在一个所谓和善的关系。
And as you look at our chart, you can see.The five steps, self-discipline, one-on-one, one or two others, and then you have the formal, you have the church leaders, the whole body, and then the world.
这个表里面你们看到第一个它讲的是个人的操练第二个是一对一的第三个是一个或两个人或第四 A 跟 B, 整个教会的领袖跟整个肢体第五个是这个世界。
The first four stages you should deal with individuals as brothers in Christ.
最前面的四个步骤是牵涉到个人跟教会。
And then the fifth one you deal with them as an unbeliever.
第五他这个意思是说如果这个事情到最后的时候不能够解决的话那他们就等于说跟一个不信主人是一个样的。
The first three steps are the informal discipline, interrelationships.
最前面的三个步骤是我们所谓的非正式的管教。
As we look at church discipline, remember that restoration or the bringing of a brother or sister to a right relationship with God is always the goal of church discipline.
教会的这个管教的最终的目的是让弟兄姐妹们能够重新回复他们跟神的关系和他们跟弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
We're seeking to prevent each other from going astray.
我们是要阻止或者说不要让我们走偏了路。
Therefore, we should lovingly correct and restore each other according to the Word of God.
所以我们需要照着神的话语，用爱来使他们回复跟神的关系。
The writer of Hebrews said, "Let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds."
希伯来书里面告诉我们说，我们应该互相鼓励，让我们能够互相来做善事。
Okay, now we get to the first point, the first step, self-discipline.
那我们第一步这里讲到的是说我们要个人的操练。
We see here the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23.
在加拉太书第五章22跟23节里面讲到圣灵的果子。
Brother, okay, right there, yes. And...We see the fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and then finally self-control. Against such there is no law.
圣灵的果子包括仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
You and I must exercise self-control.
我们需要学习怎么样节制。
But when we sin, And there's something just between you and the Lord. This is where self-discipline is involved.
但是当我们犯罪的时候, 就会牵涉到我们缺乏所谓自我的节制。
So if we sin, we apply 1 John 1:9 to the situation.
当我们犯罪的时候, 我们要记得圣经里面, 约翰一书一章九节里面所说的,
which states that if we confess our sins, He's faithful to forgive us our sins.
如果我们在神面前愿意认罪的话, 然后神是信实的, 祂会原谅我们的罪。
I'm so thankful that God never turns away a repentant sinner. Amen?
神从来不会, 拒绝一个愿意认罪的一个罪人。
If we genuinely have sorrow in our hearts for what we have done, God will always forgive us.
如果我们对我们自己的罪, 在神面前悔改的话, 痛哭的话, 神会原谅我们的。
Maybe you're here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior. If you're sincerely sorrowful for your sins, come and ask God to become your Lord and Savior.
今天你来到教会, 如果你还没有信主, 但是你愿意在神面前认罪, 悔改的话, 神绝对会接受你的。
Proverbs 10:12 begins a transition. We're looking at some introductory material to steps 2 through 5.
箴言第10章12节里面, 告诉我们,
Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrong.
箴言10章12节里面说, 恨能挑起争端, 爱能遮掩一切的过错。
My wife and I, Deb and I, have been married for 37 years. This is kind of a good verse for her and I.
我跟我太太结婚已经有37年了, 所以这节经节对我们来讲是一个很有用的经节。
There's times that I quoted her, remember honey, love covers a multitude or all the wrongs that I do.
很多时候我要提醒她说, 甜心, 你要记得, 爱能够遮掩我过去所做的一切的过错。
She always said, be careful how you apply scripture to situations.
她说小心一点, 你不要随便乱用神的话语。
Listen to what St. Augustine said.
圣奥古斯丁曾经说过,
those sins which are committed before all must be reprimanded before all so that all will fear.
如果我们犯了一个罪是在众人面前所犯的话, 那一定要在众人面前责备他, 像众人才会, 害怕。
Reprimand in secret those who have offended you in secret.
如果, 这个犯罪是在私底下的, 对某一个人的话, 要责备他的话, 就要在私底下来责备他。
For if you alone know the guilty person,
finish.
For if you alone know the guilt, know the guilty person,
okay, 如果只是你自己知道说哪一个人, 这个得罪了你,
yet you desire to reprimand him before others,
但是你决定在公众的场合里面来责备他,
then you're not a corrector but a betrayer.
这样的情况的话, 你就不是一个来帮助他的人, 你是在其实在, 这个出卖了他。
So these are some very clear principles about applying church discipline to situations.
所以这就是一个很好的一个所谓的, 教会里面管教的一个很重要的原则。
And as we move through these steps, you'll see that the main reason that we have to go from one step to the next one is that people will not listen to the Word of God.
其中一个原因为什么我们要从第一步移到第二步, 然后再到第三步, 就是因为很多人不愿意听神的话。
Okay, step number two, one-on-one interrelationships principle, discipline.
第二步, 就牵涉到说, 一对一的。
Now, if someone calls you on the phone and you say, she sinned against you too?
如果有人打电话告诉你讲说, 哦,他原来也是得罪了你吗?
That's not the right comment to make.
那不是一个对的方法。
We should say, let's go and talk to that person.
我们应该说好, 我们两个去跟那个人谈。
So you both go to that person and you get things straightened out.
你们两个同时去跟那个人讲, 然后把事情搞清楚。
Let's look at Matthew 18:15.
马太福音18章15节里面说,
okay, who's teaching here?
到底谁在讲这些话?
Who's teaching here?
谁想这个话？
It's got the red print in your Bible.
如果 你的圣经里面有红字的话，
It's Jesus.
那是代表说这些话是耶稣所说的。
If your brother sins against you, go and show or convince him his fault.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
Just between the two of you, if he listens to you, then you have won your brother over.
他若听你，你便得了。
So if you go to an individual and
得了你的弟兄，那你需要可能好几次来尝试跟他单独的来谈这个问题。
Hebrews 12:15 says that this person misses the grace of God and bitterness begins to grow in their hearts and lives.
在希伯来书里面讲说，有的时候弟兄在心里面因为怀恨，他有这个毒钩在他心里。
You know, it's often hard to convince people that they have faults.
很多时候我们很难尝试让别人相信说他们有错。
I always tell my wife, it's your fault.
我经常告诉我的太太说是你的错。
It's hard to convince people that they have faults.
这是很困难的事情，让别人觉得说他是有错的。
Randall Peterson, a retired auto worker, thinks that there should be an interest for a new kind of Bible called the Revivable Bible.
有一个汽车工会里面一个工人，他说我们需要一本圣经，这个圣经是随时可以更改的。
He sarcastically says that a publisher should create an electronic Bible.
他说这个发行圣经的这个工会应该要能够出版一个电子版。
So that you could, edit electronically in your pew.
所以你随时可以进去你不喜欢哪个地方就把它改一改。
That way individuals could make the Bible say whatever they wanted it to say.
那这样子的话每一个人都可以到里面去说我不喜欢这一句我把它改一改。那这个就是可以适合你自己口味的这个圣经。
They would call it the lame Bible. L-A-M-E.
他们叫这个 L-A-M-E 的圣经。
And you know, the youth, you know, that's lame, right?
给年轻人的这个言语。
And that is, an acronym for Locally Adaptive Multi-Faith Edition. Locally Adaptive Multi-Faith Edition.
这个版本呢就可以称为说随时可以更改的版本。
And this Bible could be used in any church, no matter what they book.
可以随时更改的这个圣经呢就在每一个教会都适合来使用。
I'm thankful in our church we use just one Bible and it's the truth for everyone. Amen?
我们很高兴说在我们教会里面我们只有一本圣经。
Galatians 6:1 says, Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin,
加拉太书六章第一节他说弟兄们若有人偶然被过犯所胜，
You who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself for you also may be tempted.
你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
This word caught has to do with an obvious sin. It's a behavior against the teaching of the Bible. It's black and white. And it goes against the character of Jesus.
他这又说要当自己小心免得也被引诱。他这里讲的是说我们会被引诱。其实就很多人的事情让我们说被引诱。
Again, Jesus in Matthew 5:23-24.
在马太福音五章二三跟二四节。
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you.
所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你们怀恨。
Leave your gift in front of the altar, go first and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
See, pride is doing what I want instead of what God wants.
我们很多时候我们想要做我们自己想要做的而不是要想做神要我做的。
Think about that. Pride is doing what I want instead of what God wants.
可是基督是要做神所要做的不是他自己所想要做的。
And as you go through this process, a key thought, if the individual refuses to listen, an ever-increasing number of church members become involved in the disciplining or restorative process.
当我们经过这些步骤的时候，如果有一个人不愿意听神的话， 教会里面就会有越来越多的弟兄姐妹会加入这些管教的这个程序。
The process widens and more people are involved with each step.
每一个这个步骤经过的时候，这个牵涉的人会越来越多。
So what the church does, it puts loving pressure on people to do the right thing.
在教会里面，教会里面会尝试的用爱的这个心来帮助来做这个管教的工作。
And we should always use the four rules of communication when solving this interpersonal issues.
在教会里面要处理这些所谓的人与人之间的关系的问题的时候，我们要记得有四个基本的沟通上的四个原则。
Now you should have these in an outline.
你在你的那个讲义里面应该有这四个步骤。
And if you need an outline, we'll make sure and get one for you after the service.
如果你们没有拿到这个讲义中文版的话，你想要需要有一份的话，在聚会之后我们会给你们一份。
The first rule is to be honest.
第一个要很这个，要诚实，对，要诚实。OK， 好，
要。And the second is to keep current.
第二个就是说要不要含怒到日落 ，OK？ 因为那个经节讲到说，我们如果生气的话，不可含怒到日落。
The third is to attack the problem and not the person.
当我们面对问题的时候，不要攻击人，我们要是面对这个问题，不做人身的攻击。
Don't start the conversation off, "Hey, stupid."
不要开始谈的时候就说你为什么这么笨。
And then the last one is.To act according to the word of God, don't react according to our own sinful nature.
最后一个步骤是说我们要行动，但不要用反应的方式。
Okay, we're going to go to step number three. One or two others, interrelationships discipline.
第三个步骤就牵涉到说一个或两个人之间的互相之间的关系。
Matthew 18:16, but if he will not listen, take one or two others along.
马太福音十八章十六节，他说他若不听，你就要另外带一个人或两个人去。
So that every matter may be established by the testimony or two or three witnesses.
要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都要精准。
Now these witnesses should be mature, trusted by, and have the confidence of both parties.
这些见证人一定要是成熟的基督徒。而且他们要能够让双方都能觉得说愿意一起来跟他们谈。
And remember this, a circle of involvement should only be as large as a circle of offense. The circle of involvement should only be as large as a circle of offense.
Circle of involvement should be as large as a circle of offense. 那多少人要牵涉到这里面这个程序的问题。就不应该多过那个当时所发生事情的里面人所牵涉到的那个问题的中心。
So we keep people involved in the process as small as possible.
所以我们要把那个这个人数要越少越好。
Imagine if you knew all the problems we had in this church.
如果你试着想想看。如果我们把所有的人在教会里面全部包括在里面的话
，We put a big list on the wall. These are all the problems that we have.
那我们有一个名单名单里面就讲这些人的名字是谁，然后他们的问题是什么。
You might think, oh, we're a pretty dysfunctional family.
你想说哦，我们这个教会的家庭一定有很大的问题。
See, the Lord has a reason for everything that He does.
神在任何一件事情上都有他的原因。
That I am proud to be part of this church.
我是非常骄傲，我是在这个教会。
We get along in this church. Believe it or not, this is the best church I've ever been in.
在我所有服侍的不同教会里面，这个教会对我来讲是我觉得最好的一个教会。
And you say, Pastor, what kind of church?You've been in.
你会问说，那教这个牧师，你以前在到底怎么样的教会里面服侍过
？And I was the pastor of some of those churches.
我在那些别的教会的时候，我是他们的牧师。
Proverbs 18:17 says, "The first to present his case seems right till another comes forward and questions him.
箴言18章17节, 他说, 告诉情由的, 似乎有理, 但宁可来到, 就查出实情。
So here's step three, things have broken down that are unresolved one to one.
第三个步骤是在一对一的时候, 如果没有办法解决的时候, 才会移到这个第三个步骤。
These two or three witnesses here are to hear both sides of the issue.
这两三个见证人, 他们要听两方面, 他们所提出来的问题。
They may decide for or against moving the process along to the next step.
他们可能决定说, 我们不需要再走到下一步, 下个步骤。
They may advise the parties, let love cover these all wrongs.
他们可能会劝双方面说, 让神的爱来弥补你们之间, 不能相处的这个原因。
They may just say, just let it go.
他们可能决定说, 好, 那就让这个事情能够平息。
And several attempts should be made to resolve any situation.
不是一次, 需要数次。 来尝试看能不能解决这个问题。
And the only reason to move the process along is because people will not listen to the word of God.
唯一的原因需要再往下一个步骤, 是因为他们不愿意听。
All of these he said, she said interpersonal issues should be able to be worked out before formal discipline takes place.
很多时候, 我们牵涉到人跟人之间关系的时候, 总是 你说什么，我说什么。
Although sometimes people persist in pride and bitterness, so sometimes steps four are necessary.
但是很多时候我们让我们自己骄傲, 不愿意谦虚在神面前, 所以只好继续到第四个步骤。
Okay, if you had enough, we're more than halfway done. We'll be done just a little bit. Everyone stand up and turn around to the next person, this person sitting next to you and say, Thank God that the sermon's only is a little over half done.
Stand up just a second.
Thank God. Okay. Now we're going to take a look at formal church discipline.
那我们现在要看一下到底什么叫做正式的管教。
Let's read some scripture to kind of give a basis for this.
我们来读几节, 圣经里面的话语。
2 Thessalonians 3:14-15. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter,
若有人不听从我的信上的话,
Remember, Apostle Paul had authority as an apostle to give direction and rule to churches.
大家请注意, 这个使徒保罗, 因为他是个使徒, 他有权柄来, 执行, 圣经里面所说的话。
He says, take special note of him, do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed.
要记下他, 不要和他交往, 叫他们觉得羞愧。
Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother.
但不要以他为仇人, 要劝他如弟兄。
Paul was addressing busybodies and disruptive people here.
保罗在这里所讲的是那些专门, 管别人闲事的那些人。
See, this situation actually starts at step four because these things were done before the whole church, so it had to be dealt with by the church at large.
保罗在这里所形容的正好是这第四个步骤里面所形容的, 就是他们, 所做的事情已经开始影响到教会里面, 所以需要在教会公开的场合来处理这个事情。
Now Paul is dealing here with obvious sins committed before everyone.
保罗在这里所指出来的这个罪, 是一个非常明显的, 而且在众人面前所犯的罪。
Therefore they should be reprimanded.
所以他们要在众人面前受到责备。
And the offense is against the church at large, therefore the church is involved in it.
这个罪, 后果会影响到所有教会里面的人, 所以处理就要在教会公开的场合来处理。
And then Matthew 18:17, if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church.
马太福音18章17节里面说, 若是不听从他们, 就应该告诉教会。 若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
Now this is a person who's gone from step 2 to step 3 now and step 4.
这些人是从第二步到第三步，现在进入的第四步。
Step 4 has two sections.
第四步里面分成两个不同的这个情况。
First of all, the church leaders get involved in it to keep the processes, the people involved as small as possible.
第一个牵涉到教会的这个领袖们。
We are blessed at Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church to have godly and humble leadership.
在安城环教会，我很感谢神说我们有这个很谦虚的领导。
I've worked with Pastor Chio now for almost 5 years.
我已经跟张圣牧师同工了大概有5年的时间。
Pastor Chio is an example of humility and grace.
那张圣牧师对我来讲是一个很谦虚的一个牧长。
Pastor Goh, our deacons, our co-workers, many of the leaders we have here are godly people.
吴牧师和其他所有的同工跟这个 DLT 里面的领袖们，他们都是非常爱神的人。
All of us need to trust our leadership.
我们要学习来信任他们。
We're doing the very best we can.
我们尝试我们尽量照着神的话来做。
And I hear they have a good pastor over at the English congregation.
我也听说好像英语部的牧师也好像不太不错。
I don't know what he said. I hope it was good. Anyway. Now here we have a situation where we're going into step 4. Things have broken down and are unresolved.
我们到了第四步的时候，我们发现到说似乎前面的几个步骤都没有什么好的结果。
The leaders are to go to both sides or both parties and listen to them and try and resolve the situation.
教会领袖就应该去找他们看看能不能够把这个事情解决。
Several attempts should be made to resolve issues showing love and concern for both parties.
需要不断的来做这个尝试。
And the only reason you move the situation along is because people will not listen.
唯一的原因进入第四个步骤是因为不愿意听。
And if it does get moved along, now we have the whole church body.
最后我们只好牵涉到说整个教会的弟兄姐妹们。
The offending party should be brought before the church membership.
受责备的应该要带他们到整个教会来。
Let me just say, this is the last resort and it should not be done lightly.
这应该是最后的一个尝试，而且不是随随便便的来做的。
We see here an individual who is unrepentant and this person is causing church problems and division within the body.
如果这些人他们继续不愿意悔改认罪的话，那慢慢的会影响到整个教会的运作。
And these are serious sins like sexual sins.Malicious gossip or slander.
这些问题到这个步骤的话，我们需要非常确定说他犯的这个罪是很重大的罪。像比如讲说在婚姻外所发生的这些所谓的肉体上面的这些罪，或者是说他们用这个谣言来伤害弟兄姐妹的这种罪。
And so we're not here to air our dirty laundry.
所以我们在这里不是说要让家丑会外扬。
We bring a person up front. We say that this person is not listening to the counsel of the leaders. Please pray for him or her.
我们是说请他们到教会来，但是我们是说我们需要为他们祷告。
The leadership might say that John and Sister's wife have an abortion. Pray for him.
或者我们可能会说。他的太太要把小孩子打掉那在圣经来讲是不合圣经原则的，我们需要替他祷告。
We don't need all the details.
我们不需要知道所有的这个细节上的问题。
But we really like those juicy details, don't we?
但是我们一般人很喜欢想知道说这到底是个这个细节上是什么问题。
Paul says to mark or take special note of this person.
保罗说在这里我们要记下这个人。
This involves breaking of the normal fellowship and the loss of the privilege of the Lord's Supper, which is excommunication.
Okay, 那在这里教会肯定就需要不再与他相交，甚至不让他参加这个圣餐，或者甚至把他名从教会里面除掉。
You might say, Pastor, why in the world would you want to preach on church discipline? It's not very encouraging.
你可能会想说，牧师，你今天为什么要讲教会的这个管教？这个对弟兄姐妹来讲，不算是一个很值得鼓励会受到鼓舞的。
It's important because what I'm trying to say, what our pastors has been trying to say, is that church discipline is truly an expression of love, where we try to encourage one another to lift up the Lord in our lives.
但是我们知道我们需要，因为我们知道教会这个管教的问题是基于神的爱上面来做所做的管教。
There may come a time in your life where you run into some problems and difficulties, and you have to turn to your brothers and sisters in this church to help and to encourage you.
有的时候在你人生的路程里面你可能会碰到一些你自己的问题，你需要弟兄姐妹们来帮助你的。
It's responsibility of our church to preach the whole counsel of God.
对我们教会来讲，我们需要来教导所有圣经里面所教导的。
And we think this is very important for the health, so our church can be a healthy and biblical church.
这一个教会的健康的发展是有必要的。
Step number five, the world.
第五个步骤，世界。
This person has a total disregard for the Lord and church.
这个人他不愿意听从神的话，他也不愿意听从教会的。
Matthew 18:17 says, If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
马太福音18:17，他说，如果他们拒绝听从教会，或者他们拒绝就把他们当作是一个没有信的人。
Now here are some collective passages that deal with the person being put out of the church.
这边有好几节经节来帮助我们理解。
Remove him from your midst. 1 Corinthians 5:2.
哥林多前书5:2说把这种人要赶出去。
Clean out the leaven or the sin in the church. 1 Corinthians 5:7.
哥林多前书5:7说要把这个酵要能够除尽。
Get him out of your midst. 1 Corinthians 5:13.
哥林多前书5:13说把那二人从你们中间赶出去。
Deliver this person to Satan, 1 Corinthians 5:5 and 1 Timothy 1:20.
哥林多前书5:5跟提摩太前书1:20说把这样的人交给撒旦。
Then we have our present passage, Matthew 18:17.
在马太福音18:17，刚才我们才刚刚看过。
And when a person or church fails to exercise church discipline, God Himself can exercise discipine. 1 Corinthians 11.
哥林多前书11里面他说，如果教会拒绝来做管教工作的话。神只好自己来做他管教的工作。
The worst thing that could happen is for God to let us go our own way.
我们最不好的情况发生的话，就是说神说让你们去吧。
See, a lot of people, they just think I can just quit the church and just go my own way.
很多人想说，哦，反正我不喜欢的时候我就离开教会，就没事情了。
The Lord wants you and me as brothers and sisters in Christ to love people no matter what they have done because that's the way the Lord loves them.
但是神要我们做的是说要让我们能够彼此相爱。
We want to do all we can to keep them in the fellowship of our church.
我们是希望弟兄姐妹们都在同一个这个教会里面互相沟通。
Because in our church there's an umbrella of protection as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
在教会里面就像一把伞一样，弟兄姐妹们都在伞的这个保护底下。
God knows what we need and He is merciful.
神他知道我们的需要，他也是非常怜悯的神。
And we see the final outline here is it just shows you that the last stage is a tax collector or a sinful person who's gone their own way.
他说到最后一个步骤的话，如果这个人还是执意不悔改的话，我们就只好把他当作一个罪吏或者一个没有信主的人。
What happens to these people who are outside the church now?
这些人如果他们已经离开教会到了这个世界上去。
What if they decide to repent?
如果他们决定要悔改。
What do we say? Oh, you had your chance. No, you're not coming back into the church.
我们是不是要告诉他说，不行，你已经没有机会悔改了。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2, 6 through 8.
我们看看哥林多后书第二章第六到第八节。
The punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him.
这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。
Now instead you ought to forgive and comfort him.
倒不如赦免他，安慰他。
So that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. And I urge you therefore to reaffirm your love for him.
免得他忧愁 太过甚至沉沦了。所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
A repentant sinner, a repentant offender must be forgiven.
如果他决定要悔改，我们他的罪一定要被赦免。
He must be assisted.
我们需要帮助他们。
He must be reinstated in love.
我们一定要让他们回到教会的这个家庭来。
Remember, the whole point of this process is to restore a brother or sister in Christ.
我们这个所有的刚刚所提到的这个不同的步骤，最后是希望他们能够回复他们跟神的关系。
I'm a huge baseball fan, are you?
我是一个这个非常喜欢这个棒球的迷。
I played baseball in high school.
我在高中的时候曾经玩过这个棒球。
I used to have a letter sweater when I was in high school.
我在高中的时候我有一个这个皮的夹克。
And I was a jock.
Jock, what is a jock?
I knew I was going to get him. A jock is a baseball, you know, like a big shot on.
Okay, 这个我在这个校园里面大家都知道我是谁。
Okay, are you familiar with a curve ball?
你是不是理解这个这叫变化球啊？
It's a ball thrown at by a pitcher in such a way that it changes direction and it fools the batter.
Okay, 当你这个投变化球的时候，这个球在在没有到那个垒上的时候，它突然换了一个方向。
There could come a time in our lives when we are unexpectedly thrown a curveball and find ourselves overwhelmed by sin.
有很多时候，我们有时候是我们的生命里面就像一个变化球，在中间的时候，我们突然发现说，哎，我们做错了什么事情。
And we become at odds with brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们突然跟弟兄姐妹中间变成不和了。
In our moments of fear and confusion, it's comforting to know that we have a God who will help us to meet any challenge.
在我们碰到这样问题的时候，我们应该很欣慰，说我们有一个神，他会愿意来帮助我们。
We also have brothers and sisters in our church that are willing to forgive, to restore, and to love. Because we all believe in the unconditional love of Jesus Christ.
我们也应该很欣慰说我们在教会里面有其他的弟兄姐妹们，他们也很爱我们，他们也愿意来帮助我们。
Let me just say, just between us, if there's anything between you and another brother or sister in Christ, go to that person and make things right.
如果现在在教会里面你有哪些弟兄姐妹有你们中间有疙瘩的话，那你一定要去跟他们当面的把这个疙瘩能够解决清楚。
It will bring peace in your life and peace between both of you and ultimately will glorify God.
这个最后你能够把这个问题解决的话，你就能够来见证神的荣耀。
After the service, or maybe even right now, maybe go to that person and say, look, I'm sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for what I did. I want us to to have a right relationship in Jesus Christ.
如果今天你在心里面对哪个弟兄姐妹觉得他们得罪你的话，你今天在这个结束之前，在没离开教会之前，就去跟他说，我有这个问题啊，我是希望在神里面我们能够和好。
If the Lord has spoken to you about a particular person while I've been teaching this material, maybe it's good just to go and talk to that person and get it all sorted out.
如果你现在
I'm sorry. Just... you got your attention. That's good.
Finally. 如果你现在就有这样的问题的话，我是鼓励大家在今天你没有离开教会之前就能够去找这个弟兄姐妹。
I've been pastoring a long time, and I have seen this work.
我做牧师已经好多年了，然后我曾经做过这样的观察。
I've seen people who are willing to submit to each other and to ask forgiveness and to see God's healing working. God can work through things if we allow Him to do that.
我曾经观察过很多很多弟兄姐妹们，他们只要他们愿意所互相能够求神在他面前原谅他们所说的所做的， 神会让他们和好。
Would you please bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment? I don't want anyone looking around, please. And let me just ask you, Pastor, pray for me. The Lord has spoken to my heart about speaking to someone.
现在我想请各位能够闭起你们眼睛来，然后跟神祷告说，神，我听了这个道之后，我愿意在你面前谦虚自己。
Pray for me that there won't be any pride in my heart.
请为我祷告，因为在我心里面我在哭泣。
That I will do what God wants me to do instead of what I want to do.
我要做神要我做的，而不是做我想要做的。
I'm going to raise my hand, Pastor, right now. Pray for me. Someone out there?
我愿意举起我的手来，请牧师为我祷告。
I mean, several hands going up. Someone else?
其他人愿意举手。
Thank you. Someone else? Amen. I see those hands going up. Let us pray. Father, I ask you, Lord, to give these people the ability to submit to one another in Christ your Son.
主，求你来帮助我们，让我们愿意在心里面向你屈膝。
Help us as brothers and sisters to love each other.
帮助我们互相弟兄姐妹之间互相相爱。
Help us seek to lift one another up in prayer.
让我们为弟兄姐妹之间互相代祷。
We pray, Lord, for your blessings upon our church as we're obedient to your word.
求主在我们教会里面祝福我们教会。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.诗本里面329首。请大家站起来。第一节跟最后一节。
Thank you.